This is Twit.
I bet you never thought that cardboard was going to lead the show.
I'm shocked.
Google Cardboard is not just this little thing that Google gave out to developers at Google I.O. this year, although that is kind of what they did. But Google also announced last week a new SDK for cardboard apps for Android and Unity to improve development for this crazy little thing. There's also a new section of the Play Store that's dedicated to cardboard-compatible apps. So they're embracing the capabilities of cardboard. And also, they're giving kind of anyone who wants to make a third-party cardboard, what is it, hardware? Is it cardware?
Cardboardware?
Cardware?
Cardstock.
Like Dodo Case, they have their own cardboard kits.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
All these kinds of things. Yeah. Google has a kit that's going to enable interested parties basically to create better viewers with, there's production templates in there. There's best practices for making your own cardboard kit. So Google's totally embracing the VR thing.
What I love is that this was a total throwaway at the end of I.O. where they're like, oh, yeah.
Seemingly
and
throwaway.
And you got something there under your seat. And just didn't even say what it was. Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And now how many? 500,000 have shipped? 500,000 of them have shipped. It's half a million people using a cardboard VR. Yeah, I told you it's cool.
It's really cool. And honestly, it's a really cool stocking stuffer. I'm realizing now
that's
that
true.
I should totally just buy a couple of these for my nephews.
Oh,
like,
that's
especially
a great
for like
idea.
Teens or kids. I mean, this is just a fun thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love it. They actually did. He did. Sim Dabrachai did say cardboard, but it was right at the end of the really marathon keynote, and it just dropped like a bunch of bricks. Like no one got it. No one knew what he was talking about. But he had this smirk on his face. And then we got handed this piece of cardboard. But yeah, it's really cool. It's really fun. I love cardboard. I'm actually realizing now I should have ordered a few of these. And I think I am. I still am. Just because they're just kind of fun gifts. Yeah. Why not? For anybody who has an Android phone anyway.
Yeah, I was just realizing.
They're everywhere.
The cardboard isn't going to fit the Nexus 6.
yeah, there's no Nexus 6 for cardboard.
Need an adapter. We need a cardboard adapter for the Nexus 6. Holy cow! Sorry, I had to get that.
Know.
You know I had to do that.
I was as amazed the first time I used this as well, too.
It's cool.
It's very cool. And and we have been, I've been supportive of it, but I know Jason, you and Gina have kind of made fun of the Samsung VR headset. This isn't far off from the same kind of form factor. It's just much cheaper.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes fun of itself, which is why I embrace it. Like, because it sort of makes fun of itself, but because it's a fold-up thing. But it's really not funny, right? I mean, there's the Unity SDK. There's a whole section. I mean, it's a serious thing. I just love that it's a thing you put together because this is what this is. It's a novelty. It's a gift. Yeah. It's a fun little toy. It's a thing that you have in the office toys with your Cubot and your little quadcopter, whatever. Just, this is what cardboard is for me, as far as I'm concerned. I think for most people, right? That's why I kind of embrace it a lot more than Gear VR because that just takes itself way too seriously and is way more expensive and super proprietary and just doesn't take the right approach to it, in my opinion.
I was really impressed. I was out at a Barnes & Noble store a few days ago and actually saw them there. I mean, it was some third-party company that had just made them, but they're mainstream when you're seeing them in a Barnes & Noble and people are picking them up on the gift table. It is cool that Google has taken the same concept that here people are selling these really expensive, serious devices, and it's a freaking piece of cardboard that you fold up and stick your phone in. You say, what the hell is this? But then you do it, and it's like, whoa, this is awesome. This works. I need to spend more time now that they've got our official app section going through because I haven't really messed with it much since shortly after I.O., when it was just sort of the basic stuff. And there does seem to be, a lot more interesting uses for it now. It's still just kind of novelty, like you're saying, Gina, but
it
fun
is
to play around with.
But check this out. Google also has, they've teased more VR-related projects coming soon, and they're on the hunt for some new additions to the cardboard VR team.
Ooh.
At Google. So they're hiring for VR. So, yet again, kind of in a similar way, I'd say, to Glass, although in a much less expensive way, probably for both consumers and for Google itself, Google's probably, gaining a lot from the usage of something as simple as cardboard for potential use in the near future, right? Like, let's say VR is the next frontier. Who knows? you know, 5-10 years down the line, whatever the case may be, Google's already got at a very low price point, a very low cost to the company. They've got their feet kind of in it, and they're learning things in the same way that they do from users of Glass. Even though Glass is, you know, ridiculously expensive and not a whole lot of people have it, they're learning a lot about that experience, and that could be very beneficial for the future.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I just did a search on the Google Play Store just for cardboard. Mm-hmm. You know, and not only do you get the, you know, the main cardboard app that we played with after I.O., but there's Orbulus for cardboard VR, VR Cinema for cardboard, cardboard catapult VR. Like, there, people are developing stuff to utilize it. That's so cool.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, there is a section on the Play Store that features these things.
There's a Paul McCartney app. Why would you want to see Paul McCartney in virtual reality?
It is a live concert surrounding you.
Performance. Let's download that.
It's also just this, like, delightful mixture of low-tech and high-tech. I mean, the thing is Velcro, cardboard, rubber bands, and magnets. Like, there's just something really fun about that. You know, that, I mean, you wouldn't be putting that together, you know, just for fun. I had a lot of fun putting it together in the car ride up to Petaluma on the day of I.O. Of course, I didn't look at the directions, and, you know,
I had
no idea what it was, and I didn't look at the directions, so I was pretty clueless.
Sir Paul McCartney performs Live and Let Die in cinematic virtual reality.
This
is like a punishment. All right, hang on.
Oh, Ron's doing it. He's doing it.
All right, I don't have headphones, though.
The only problem with cardboard is that watching someone use it is completely
underwhelming.
Boring.
That's more or less.
Even worse than you do using glass, I think, with that thing on your face.
Oh, this is so
cool. You don't want to do that in public.
Look at what I got.
Oh, it's a download progress bar.
A download bar. Status bar.
That is cool.
Is it in 3D?
It's in VR. Yeah, it's in 3D.
It's VR?
Yes. It's a pop-up window. That's all it is. All right. So Google taking cardboard a bit more seriously. Interesting to see where that ends up.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. I'm sorry. This is great. This is great TV, but yeah.
Hey, there's the guitarist. Okay. Yeah. Oh, hey, that dude's over there. Hey, there's the drummer behind me. Wow. That drummer looks like he's going to, like, kick my butt or something. This is actually pretty cool.
Right?
I gotta say, yeah, you know.